As much as for any business, a fast and reliable network is absolutely essential for the Philadelphia Stock Exchange. I'm Paul Landcor with Podtech.net. And for this podcast, I spoke with William H. Morgan. He's Executive Vice President and Chief Information Officer for the Philadelphia Stock Exchange. I wanted to make sure that what we were talking about was the revamping of his equity cash network, right?
Well, the underlying business driver that prompted the implementation of the new network had to do with the new equity business we were entering. And in effect, the equity cash business has really, really changed and for all intents and purposes has went completely electronic. And we had been a traditional regional specialist-based operation here in Philadelphia, and that particular business model, because of things like quoting in penny increments and things like that, did become obsolete. So we basically had to reinvent ourselves and introduce a new equity business model, which basically was what has become known as an electronic communications network, or ECN, very similar to what you would see with Archipelago or iNet, for example. So we pretty much had to completely reinvent our equity business model and the equity program to be a totally electronic solution. So that's what was the business driver behind introducing our new PhilXLE system, PhilXXLE. That's the new system's name. It's a totally electronic equity marketplace.
Now, is your cash network completely physically separate from other networks that the exchange uses?
Well, actually, no. The new IRON network, as we call it, the Institutional Regional Optical Network, which is a combination of Juniper and Nortel-based equipment, is a design that we put in place here that's really going to tie all three of our major businesses together and, in effect, creates one-stop shopping for our customers where they can have one point of connectivity and actually access all three marketplaces, which would be the equity cash market, the options marketplace, and our futures market. So that's our strategic goal with IRON. It just so happens that the equity business, because of its significantly lower latency rates than our other businesses, drove the need for this type of a network initially.
Could you elaborate on that just a bit? What specifically are the parameters around the equity business that drove this?
Well, the equity business demands, competitively speaking, that we get order executions done, or basically responses to the customers, the member firms, in less than 5 milliseconds. And frankly, that's even getting faster now, so we're somewhere under 3 milliseconds in some competitive situations. So we knew that keeping a network based out of Philadelphia, we wouldn't achieve those data rates because it would take approximately a couple milliseconds alone to have data travel over dark fiber up, say, to the New York area where the bulk of the customers are. And then, of course, you had to add application overhead to that. So it would have been difficult to keep a Philadelphia-based network, which is what we had, in place and achieve those data rates. And so the implementation of the new IRON network, coupled with our co-located facility, which is now up in the Northern Jersey area where we actually have our servers running up there, the combination of those two things have positioned us to have some of the fastest response times in the industry right now.
So let me just make sure if I can understand the situation you faced was that, you know, most businesses now, the network is becoming more and more important for their day-to-day operations. But in an organization like the Philadelphia Stock Exchange, which is the oldest stock exchange in the country, I understand, and has been doing business certainly without the modern network equipment that we have today for a long, long time, all of a sudden, in a very short period of time, faces an environment that is vastly different and demands that once were on a regional organization like the Philadelphia Stock Exchange now become global demands, and that creates an entirely different world in which you're doing business.
Well, actually, we have been quite electronic down here for some time. I mean, you got to remember that the equity business is a business that's over 200 years old. So we've had quite a bit of technology in the equity markets. I think that what really drove the change is, like, for example, 90-some% of our order executions in equities, even before the new system, were done electronically. The difference, I think, with this particular model is that it pretty much made all of the participants electronic participants, as opposed to having floor participants or specialists, as we would call them, who used to use technology quite a bit. I mean, there was electronic order books. We had an order delivery and execution system where firms would electronically deliver orders. They'd be automatically executed. Those things were all in place for quite some time. What happened here was that basically the market went totally electronic, where every participant is pretty much an electronic participant, such that orders are matched electronically within a matching engine. There's no human intervention to that respect. So I don't want to leave the impression that we're this, traditional old exchanges didn't have a lot of technology. We've had vast networks here for quite some time. It's just that they were designed to do something different.
No, I would think that probably the exchange has always been on the cutting edge of technology. It's just that the demands on the
I think what changed was this demand. What specifically changed was this demand to do under 5 millisecond response time. I think that's what drove it. The old PACE system, if you will, which we used to stand for Philadelphia Stock Exchange Automated Communication and Execution System, that in effect was the electronic system we had in our business for a long time. What happened was that system was not totally electronic. And because it was built to support a regional specialist business model, which became obsolete, it had to be completely redesigned and a whole new business was created with technology to support it. And we call that the PhilXLE system.
So having recognized the new demands being placed on you, how did you set about creating this system? What are some of the more specifics about that?
Well, we're actually very proud of how we went about doing that. We had had an electronic system in place in options for at least 3 years, which we called PhilXL, for PhilX Extreme Liquidity. We basically, through using service-oriented architecture disciplines, were able to take a lot of that system and create the new equity system from that base, that platform. And that saved us both time and money. And in effect, we were able to really build the system and get it up in about a year.
And now having done so, how could you assure that this is going to be the best system and the most flexible system for you and the most robust system for the long haul?
Well, I think, first of all, having a flexible architecture, one that we can modify quickly and adapt to ever-changing business needs, which is always the case. We own all of this technology. We own all of this software. We basically designed, built it all in-house, so the exchange owns it. We have a team of close to 20 people that do nothing but support this platform from an application development standpoint. So we're positioned to respond quickly to competitive changes. The competitive changes revolve primarily around functionality, introducing the kind of features that the customers want and need to compete. So we believe we have the good baseline set of features that are competitive now. As the industry evolves, we'll continue to evolve and change with it and add features as needed. That's an ongoing thing through the life of any system. As far as the other answer to your question, you have to have stability. You know, the platform has to be stable. It can never have any, you know, downtime is very detrimental in this business because of the nature of how fast transactions are happening. It's a very mission-critical operation, so the system has to be as stable and as resilient as possible to do business. Basically, we strive to achieve five nines, as they say in the business, you know, almost no downtime. Along with that has to come a rapid response time. And this is true throughout the whole infrastructure, the system, the application, the network. I mean, basically, we have to be able to turn messages around very quickly, and the initial benchmark was 5 milliseconds. That's actually getting faster these days and is probably, I'd say, closer to less than 3 milliseconds in a lot of cases. And having the technology in place to do that and respond to customer needs is paramount. So it's stability, speed, and having the right features or functions that the customer wants to do business.
And what role has Juniper played in your build-out of your network?
Well, Juniper played a key role because it was through the use of their technology and their various routing technology and so forth and switches that we were able to, in effect, put the iron network in place and achieve the speed that we needed to achieve. So a combination of the Juniper equipment and augmenting the Nortel equipment, we were able to achieve that.
Anything else you want to let our listeners know about the Philadelphia Stock Exchange and some of the experiences you've had with building out your network?
Just that I think Juniper and Nortel have done a great job as vendors in terms of getting this thing built for us, because most of the network, aside from the design work of our engineers here, and they, of course, work very closely with us, that and the actual deployment and implementation, they really stepped up and did a great job for us. And I would also say that from a competitive standpoint and from a business model standpoint, we believe we have an extraordinarily competitive system in terms of its features. It's feature-rich. It's very fast. In fact, some of the newer data rates we're seeing are very, very impressive and are actually under 2 milliseconds turnaround response time. That's in our testing that we've done. And actually, we implemented and brought online, it'll be a week ago this past Monday, the new iron network along with the co-location facility in Northern Jersey. So we actually have our servers up and in production, and the system's actually running out of the Northern Jersey site now. And we're seeing some very impressive response time. So we're ready to go, ready to compete, and we look forward to getting the member firm business.
Well, Bill, I know you're very busy. Thanks for taking a few minutes out today to talk to us about this.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
Bill Morgan is Executive Vice President and Chief Information Officer with the Philadelphia Stock Exchange.